today I am so excited to sit down with my friend and my teammate, Erica Campbell, and I am just going to have Erica share with you part of her story, who she is, kind of the transition that's happening in her life, and hopefully just get some bits of wisdom that Erica can share with us today. So welcome. Thanks for sitting down with me, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to just share today.
Awesome. I'd love for you just to spend a little bit of time telling us about who is Erica Campbell. What's your story that has kind of led you to the place that you are right now?
Yeah. So, for the last 7 years, we have been planted, my husband and I have been on the campus of Emmanuel College, and we've just had the opportunity to really invest in the lives of college students. And one thing I'm super passionate about is just training and equipping the next generation behind us. And I would say that how I arrived at this location is definitely through relationship and opportunity. As a young college student myself, Miss Tammy Lambert, who served in women's ministry at the time as the director, she gave me several different opportunities to be a part of what she was doing and just kind of pulled me under her wing, and had the opportunity to travel with her some. I served in Oklahoma City for my internship. So there were just a lot of different opportunities that came through her that really began to just develop this passion for ministering to young girls and women. And then obviously there's been other mentors and other women and other leaders along the road that have just invested into me personally. Mm-hmm. And again, I think God is really intentional when I think about how I've gotten to the place where I am. It's always been through relationship. Mm-hmm. God uses relationships very strategically. And that's definitely the case for me. Obviously, it started with Ms. Tammy, but there were others along my journey as a student at Emmanuel. And even now as an adult, there are still leaders who have just continued to pour into my life. And it's always been through relationship and opportunities that came through those relationships.
I love that. So you said you and your husband have served at Emmanuel College for several mm-hmm. years. What did your journey of kind of finding your role and your place on campus and your ministry on campus, what did that look like in that season?
Yeah. So when we first got married, I had just started working for LifePoint Ministries when John took his position, and then we got married and we both graduated. And I will say the first year and a half was kind of hard because I was in that weird place of like, I'm married to John, who's very established. He has a role here at Emmanuel College. He has a job here. And I was kind of in a place of like, I don't know where I fit in. I don't know where my place is. Like, you know, I don't necessarily work at Emmanuel College. I live on the campus, but how do I actually access these girls? How do I just find, a place to yeah. fit? So it took some time, but it was just different opportunities came up. Our close friends, Josh and Ashley, moved on campus, and I don't know, things just started shifting. There was just finally this place of like, I'm no longer a student here. Mm-hmm. I'm not just John's wife. I do have something to offer here. And it just took a while to find that place. But once I did, it was so evident that there were girls on this campus who needed someone investing in their lives. And so it just started with just, you know, lunch dates and coffee dates with a few girls here and there. And then eventually that led us to the place of Josh and Ashley coming back and The Awakening, which is the youth and young adult department of World Missions. They were really interested, Max and Madeline were really interested in having a base here at Emmanuel College. And so that actually gave us an avenue for more strategic just investment in, in the lives of young students. And so we began just through the awakening, we established the base here, and we were able to actually have interns who we were responsible for, who where there was a commitment on their end and on our end. And so we just, you know, we've had, we've done that for 4 years now at Emmanuel College. And so that was definitely one of the biggest highlights here at Emmanuel, was being able to lead the awakening and being able to invest in their lives very intentionally. It wasn't, yes, it was coffee and it was lunch and things like that, but it was also strategic with giving them opportunities to hear from people and providing the space and training opportunities and things like that. And so it just became more you know, strategic in how I got to invest my time. And so, yeah, that's what we've done for 7 years. And we love what the Awakening stands for and the mission and the vision of it. And yeah.
Awesome. I think it's neat that in the first question that I asked you, you talked a whole lot about how relationships in your own life, people that invested in you and relationships, kind of got you to where you are. And then I hear so much of what you then in turn are giving of yourself is building relationships with the next generation. And so it's just this beautiful chain of what was modeled for you in the form of that fancy word we call discipleship.
Right.
Then in turn, you're choosing to act out and model in your own life to invest in the next generation and those coming up, which I think is really awesome and really beautiful. In a minute, I want us to get to kind of this next season that you are headed into, because you are in transition. But first, I want to spend just a few minutes talking about our theme for the year, which is the word flourish. And we are kind of taking that from Psalm 92, and it talks about how those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. And we read so much in scripture about how trees that are planted near the water, they stretch out their roots and, you know, they have this great root system. In Jeremiah, it talks about that, that even when the heat comes and even when the drought comes, their leaves are still green and they still are healthy and can produce harvest. So they're still able to flourish in situations that may not be conducive to flourishing. So in your own life, you are a young woman who is flourishing, and it doesn't mean things are perfect all the time, but you are flourishing. What would you say has contributed most to your flourishing, in terms of what you've rooted yourself in, where you've been planted? What's been most beneficial?
Definitely just finding and knowing my identity in Christ. I think that's so important. And in order to flourish is really knowing who you are as a daughter of the King. And just, so I think that would, you know, I went through that process as a college student where I wasn't sure where my life was going. I didn't know what, you know, what I was going to do. And I think, you know, definitely went through some healing process as well, where God just began to really reveal things. And I think just clinging to like who I am in Him. And then I would also, again, it goes back to like, yes, being rooted in the Word and being rooted in who Christ is, but then it also goes back to who are you surrounding yourself with? And it goes back to relationships and community. And we're meant to thrive in community. We're not created to do this journey alone. And so I definitely think the Lord has blessed me with incredible community, especially the last 7 years here at Emmanuel. You know, I mean, yes, we lived on a campus and we invested in college students, but the sweet part of that too was that we were in a community where we were doing life with our best friends, and we were, you know, we had mentors and we had people like Pastor Chris and Pastor Tracy and Mandy Lester, who were mentors and people in our lives that were also pouring into us. So again, it does, I think, we just had a very sweet season here where we were surrounded with community. And I could say so many other names, but the Lord just continued to put us around people that were wiser than us, that had experience beyond what we did. And I definitely think that has rooted us and given us just given us so much in our personal lives to then invest in others. And yeah. So again, I do think it goes back to who your community, who are you surrounding mm-hmm. yourself with.
Yeah. I'm going to let you share a little bit about where you're headed next, but I do think in light of what you just said, because I know where you're headed next. It is such a gift that you got that community in the last few years. I think that was probably just such preparation for what you're getting ready to head into. The Lord knew you would need that foundation, that root system, that season of preparation and development for what he has next for you. And I know where you're headed next is something that has been a big part of your heart for a long time. So just share with us a little bit about the next mission that you and John are on.
Yeah. Well, it is very exciting. Again, the Lord is really faithful to just bring things full circle, I think. Mm-hmm. And we loved our season at Emmanuel so, so much. And it was definitely a bittersweet. Like, we were excited to move on to the next thing. And we also knew we were so thankful for what we had here at Emmanuel. And so now we are transitioning as IPHC missionaries to plant an awakening base in Los Angeles, California. And so we're super excited about this. And again, with the awakening, we truly believe in this generation. We believe that they can and they will change the world. And so we want to do everything that we can to help them steward that world-changing potential by giving them opportunities, by providing, yes, mission trips internationally, but mission trips domestically, by providing training events and internships and all of those things. And so, again, it looks differently. We're moving from Emmanuel College, where we were just kind of in this real beautiful bubble, now to LA, where you have a city of over 10 million people with 160 countries represented and over 224 languages spoken. And so we truly believe that it is just a little miniature world right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And so we believe that there are young people that God wants to use.
Sure.
And we just want to come alongside of what God is already doing in this city and just play our role.
Yeah, I love that. And I think as you go into this next season, we have to remember that even in flourishing, there's a lot of things we have to overcome in that process. And you're probably feeling the tension of that already. But remember how you have established that root system over the last several years. And you get to depend on that sure foundation as you go into this next season. What have been some of the maybe circumstantial obstacles or personal obstacles, opposition that you faced either in this current season or over the last few years that you've had to overcome, because you've still managed to flourish? You're still here. You're still thriving. You're still serving the Lord. You're walking in purpose. What are some of the things that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, I think personally right now is letting go of control. I'm a very strategic and organized person, and even how this season came about did not happen in the way that we thought it would. You know, like COVID obviously played a role in that. And I think for me personally, it's been just like, okay, God, I really trust that you're going to have us in LA exactly when you want us there. It's in your timing. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to rush it on my end. I do my part, but I don't need to rush it. And then just not knowing the details. I mean, it definitely has been a season where I think God has rooted us and drawn us closer to him through prayer. Not that prayer hasn't always been important, but this season of our life, you know, there's just been a lot of changing and it's a lot of unknown. It's well, right now we don't have paychecks, steady paychecks. Right now we don't know, you know, where are we going to live in LA? We don't know. What is our community going to look like in LA? So there's a lot of things that have been really unknown where we've just had to truly rely on him to provide. And just one of my favorite songs recently has been Gyra by Maverick City, because it's, you know, just if the Father dresses the lilies and if he watches over the sparrow, how much more is he going to clothe you? How much more is he going to provide for you? And so there has been for me just trusting him in a very new and very just surreal way of knowing he has this in his hands and I don't have to do anything to maneuver or, you know, make it happen the way that I see or the way that I think it should or any of that.
Sure.
Just trusting him in a new level has been good and hard.
Yeah. So we know you mentioned several people who have impacted your life, and Erica serves with me on the board for IPHC Women for the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, and you have served for several years now, largely because of the influence of one woman on your life and many others who have come alongside you and poured into your life. And now you're pouring into others, which we talked about earlier. What would you say to the women who may be older than you about the importance of spending time and intentional, purposeful, you know, investment in the next generation?
Yeah. I think oftentimes when we think about discipleship, we have a tendency to think that it's hard or that a lot of people can feel really defeated and like, I don't know how to do that, you know, or, you know, they're not going to want to hear my voice. But that's truly the opposite of, you know, what God intends and just the reality that there's other women who really need to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. And I do think discipleship and mentorship, it can be crosses over generations, and so I would just say, like, be encouraged, because just living on a college campus for the last 7 years, there are young girls and women who are starving for just someone to come alongside of them and do life with them and just be interested in their life. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It's simple. It's just having coffee or having lunch or, you know, like, hey, I need to go run errands. Do you want to go with me and do this? Mm-hmm. Or like, making yourself available and seeking them out. Mm-hmm. Like, and then on the other hand, I think that it's also up to, I would encourage young girls, like, seek out somebody who has lived longer than you, who has had experiences that you have yet to have, like, truly seek it out. Find somebody who's willing to invest in your life. Because the reality is that we learn from one another, you know, like an older woman's going to learn from a younger and vice versa. There's so much to learn from each other. And so I would just really encourage you to, you know, find someone and invest your life in them. Find several people and invest your life in them. It's not just a one, and it may be seasonal too. It's one thing I've learned just, as a mentor, is like, some relationships are seasonal and, but invest your life in someone, even if it's, you know, if you're a mother, it's your children. Like, they're the most important, you know, young people that you can be investing your life in. But then outside of that too, like, find someone and invest your life.
It is the Great Commission. Yeah. I mean, not only is it, you know, for the purpose of salvation, but the other part of that verse says, and teaching them, you know, everything that I've commanded. And so that whole teaching part, it can feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I think we make it a whole lot more complicated than it has to be. And so much of it starts in that whole relation building piece. Yeah. And when you've established a relationship and you've built credibility, mm-hmm. then those questions will begin to come and you'll begin to be able to share life stories and life wisdom. Mm-hmm. But I think also make sure it's done through the lens of the gospel and always yes. pointing to Jesus.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes I think we can think, oh, our ideas are great, yeah. but we need to make sure we're filtering that through the lens of the gospel, through being the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I have just admired the way that you have carried yourself, the way that you have served over the last several years. I've got to see firsthand how you flourished here at Emmanuel, and I'm really, really excited to see what this next chapter unfolds. Before we close our time together, maybe just any kind of words of wisdom related to walking in purpose, doing the hard thing, taking the risks, choosing to thrive and flourish. What other nugget of truth do you want to leave with us today?
Yeah, I think I would say as far as like mentorship and discipleship is give those that you're investing in, give them opportunity. Mm. Like I think, like we always want those that we're investing into to go far beyond what we've accomplished.
That's great.
And so give them that opportunity. Let them, if you're in a ministry position, mm-hmm. let them share their testimony. Give them an opportunity to speak. Whatever it looks like in your context, give them opportunity. Because again, I know that I wouldn't be where I am without that. And so I would say that. And then I think I would say to just root yourself in Christ, mm-hmm. and be intentional to listen to the Father mm-hmm. and where He's leading you, and don't be afraid to take those risks, mm-hmm. Whatever that looks like in your context. I know for me right now, it's leaving home and it's going to a city that I don't know much about yet.
Yeah.
And so, trust and listen to the Father and then act in obedience. Obedience is far greater than anything else mm-hmm. that we could give the Father. So obey.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. And for those of you listening, I think it's just a powerful lesson on remembering the importance of relationships, the importance of investing in the next generation, the importance of savoring the sweet seasons yes. that the Lord gives yes. us and taking advantage of those to really grow and thrive and establish that foundation, but also not staying in that place and following the voice of the Lord yes. and taking a risk when yeah. it's time for the next season. So, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for the ways that you serve the body of Christ, the big church C. Thanks so much, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Gather, Women Better Together. Gather is a resource from IPHC Women. We hope that this podcast is a place of encouragement and inspiration, no matter what season of life you are in. Don't forget to subscribe. This helps us reach more women. And please leave us a review or comment. We love to hear from you. Find more episodes at iphc.org/gatherpodcast. We truly believe women are better together.